Welcome, listeners, to another episode of Startin Chess, where we explore the fascinating intersection of mental well-being, personal growth, and the tools that can help us lead more fulfilling lives. Today, we're diving into a topic that might surprise you: how the game of chess can enhance emotional intelligence and help us build better relationships. Now, chess is often celebrated for its strategic depth, but did you know that it's also a powerful tool for developing emotional intelligence? That's right. Today, we'll explore how the mental discipline required to master the 64 squares of the chessboard can also translate into valuable life skills, particularly in understanding and managing our emotions and improving how we connect with others. If you're ready to discover how chess can be much more than just a game, stay tuned as we unpack the connection between chess and emotional intelligence. Let's get started.
Let's kick things off by first understanding what we mean by emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence, or EI, is a concept that's gained a lot of attention in recent years. It's all about our ability to recognize, understand, and manage not just our own emotions, but also the emotions of those around us. Emotional intelligence is typically broken down into four main components. One, self-awareness. This is the ability to recognize and understand your own emotions. Two, self-regulation, the ability to manage and control your emotions, especially in stressful situations. Three, social awareness. This involves understanding and empathizing with the emotions of others. Four, relationship management, the skill of navigating interactions with others, including resolving conflicts and influencing others positively. These components are critical not just for personal well-being, but also for maintaining healthy and strong relationships, whether at work, with friends, or within your family. Now, you might be wondering, how does chess fit into all of this? Well, chess is more than just a game of kings, queens, and knights. It's a game that requires a deep level of emotional engagement. And it's through this engagement that chess can help you develop and refine your emotional intelligence.
Let's start with self-awareness, the first pillar of emotional intelligence. Self-awareness is all about understanding your emotions as they happen and recognizing how they influence your thoughts and behavior. When you sit down to play a game of chess, you're entering a mental battlefield. Every move you make is a reflection of your thoughts, emotions, and decision-making process. The beauty of chess is that it forces you to confront your emotions head-on. Are you feeling frustrated because your opponent made a surprising move? Are you anxious about an upcoming decision? Or maybe you're feeling overly confident because you're in a strong position? These emotional responses are a natural part of the game. However, the more you play chess, the more you start to notice these feelings as they arise. You begin to see patterns in your emotional responses. Maybe you always feel anxious when you're under time pressure, or you get frustrated when you make a mistake. This awareness is the first step in developing emotional intelligence. Chess also encourages a lot of reflection. After a game, many players take the time to analyze what happened. What went well? What could have been done differently? This post-game analysis isn't just about improving your chess skills. It's also a powerful tool for enhancing your self-awareness. You learn to recognize how your emotions influenced your decisions during the game, which can translate into better emotional awareness in your everyday life.
Moving on to the next component, self-regulation. Now, self-regulation is all about managing your emotions, especially in difficult or stressful situations. And let's be honest, chess can get pretty stressful, especially when you're deep into a game and the stakes are high. In chess, maintaining your composure is key. One wrong move, and it could all be over. So, players learn quickly that letting emotions like frustration or anger take over can lead to impulsive decisions, which often don't end well. Imagine this. You're playing a crucial game, and suddenly you make a mistake. It's easy to feel a wave of frustration or panic. But in chess, you have to push through that. You have to keep your cool, reassess the situation, and find the best possible move from the new position you're in. This practice of emotional control on the chessboard can be incredibly valuable in real life. Think about situations where you've felt overwhelmed or frustrated, maybe at work or during a disagreement with a friend or family member. The same self-regulation you practice in chess can help you stay calm, think clearly, and make better decisions in these real-world scenarios. Be why regularly playing chess. You're essentially training your mind to manage emotions more effectively, which can help you handle stress and challenges in other areas of your life with greater ease.
Next up is social awareness, which is all about understanding and empathizing with others. At first glance, chess might seem like a solitary game, where you're focused entirely on your own moves. But in reality, to be successful in chess, you have to get inside your opponent's head to win a game. You need to anticipate your opponent's moves, understand their strategy, and figure out their intentions. This requires you to put yourself in their shoes to think about what they're thinking. Essentially, you're practicing empathy, which is a key part of social awareness. When you play chess regularly, you get better at reading people, understanding their motivations, predicting their actions, and responding appropriately. These skills are directly transferable to your interactions with others in daily life. For example, in a conversation, being socially aware might mean picking up on subtle cues, like noticing when someone is upset or stressed, even if they're not saying it outright. Just as in chess, where you have to pay attention to what your opponent is doing in life, social awareness helps you understand the people around you better, leading to more meaningful and effective communication.
Now, let's talk about relationship management, the final piece of the emotional intelligence puzzle. Relationship management is all about how we interact with others, manage conflicts, and build strong, positive connections. Chess is a game that teaches patience, respect, and strategic thinking, all of which are essential for managing relationships. When you're playing against someone, whether it's a friend, a colleague, or even a stranger, you're engaging in a form of communication. The game requires you to respect your opponent, acknowledge their strengths, and respond to their moves thoughtfully. One of the key aspects of relationship management is conflict resolution. In chess, every move can be seen as a challenge, and every response is an attempt to resolve that challenge. Learning to navigate these challenges calmly and strategically on the chessboard can help you approach conflicts in your personal and professional life with the same mindset. Additionally, chess promotes healthy competition and sportsmanship. Even in a competitive environment, you learn to maintain respect for your opponent and appreciate the effort they've put into the game. These qualities are crucial for building and maintaining healthy relationships in all areas of life.
So, how can you take the lessons from the chessboard and apply them to enhance your emotional intelligence in daily life? Here are a few practical tips. 1. Play regularly. The more you play chess, the more you'll notice the emotional and strategic patterns that emerge. Make it a habit to play regularly and take time to reflect on each game. 2. Analyze your games. After every game, spend some time analyzing what happened. Consider how your emotions influenced your decisions and what you can learn from the experience. 3. Join a community. Whether it's a local chess club or an online platform, engaging with other players can help you develop social awareness and relationship management skills. It's also a great way to build new friendships. 4. Practice emotional control. Use the challenges in chess to practice staying calm and composed. The next time you face a difficult situation in real life, try to approach it with the same mindset. 5. Apply strategic thinking. Think of your relationships as a chess game. Use the strategic thinking you've developed to navigate conflicts, understand others' perspectives, and build stronger connections. Remember, the goal isn't just to become a better chess player, but to use the game as a tool for personal growth. By enhancing your emotional intelligence through chess, you'll find that you're not just winning on the board, you're winning in life.
And that wraps up today's episode on the fascinating connection between chess and emotional intelligence. I hope this discussion has inspired you to look at chess in a new light, not just as a game of strategy, but as a powerful tool for building better relationships and enhancing your emotional intelligence. Whether you're a seasoned player or just starting out, remember that each move you make on the chessboard is an opportunity to learn something new about yourself and the people around you. So, the next time you sit down for a game, take a moment to reflect on the emotional journey you're embarking on. Who knows? You might just find that the skills you develop in chess can lead to deeper connections and more fulfilling interactions in every aspect of your life.
Thanks for tuning in to Start in Chess. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to bookmark, leave a review, and share it with your friends. Until next time, keep playing, keep learning, and keep growing.